Morning. 感谢上帝在带领我们进入一个新的礼拜。
Thanks be to God that He has guided us into a new week.
我要请几个人上来给你们考书，好不好
？I will call a few people up here for an exam.
上个礼拜我们讲什么题目
？What did we talk about last week?
啊，怜悯
，compassion，
怜悯人。
To have compassion.
今天有许多很聪明的人。
There are many intelligent people today.
很少很伟大的人。
But very few great people.
一个人伟大不在乎他的脑。
The greatness of a person is not upon his brain.
一个人伟大在乎他的心。
But upon his heart.
一个心充满爱的人。
A person with a heart filled with love.
他是学习向上帝的人。
Is a person who learned to be like God.
一个心充满怜悯的人。
A person whose heart is filled with mercy.
他是丰盛的生命流出去的人。
Is a person who gives his life from his abundance.
一个人从主领受恩典。
A person receives grace from our Lord.
再从他生命中间流出恩典。
And then overflow this grace upon others.
这个人就是成为施比受更有福的人。
A person like that is blessed because he has given more than he has received.
一个怜悯人的人。
A person that has mercy on others.
正在建造自己。
Is actually building himself up.
一个怜悯人的人
，a person that has mercy.
他真正反映神性
，is reflecting the divinity of God.
这是神对所造的人很严肃的要求之一。
This is one of the very strict demand from God.
上帝说你要行公义。
God said that we are to do righteous.
你要好怜悯。
We are to love compassion.
要存清洁的心。与你的上帝同行
，with a clean heart, walk humbly with our God。
这样，神对人的要求，对我们的命令就很清楚了。
We can be very clear about what God demands from us。
就是帮助我们在这个事情上长进。
May the Lord help us to grow in this matter。
今天我们的继续思想，怜悯的圣化是怎样的一回事？
Today we want to continue to think about how do we sanctify the emotions of compassion。
我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，感谢赞美你。你的恩你的话继续不断造就光照我们你的灵你的真理继续不断引导建造我们我们今天成为何等样的人都是你的恩典才成的恳求你自己的爱再一次激励我们每个人你自己的爱再一次充满我们每个人而你的真理你的智慧的灵也引导我们好像我们在你的面前不是因有感情而流于泛滥也不是你有公义而流于沟壑好叫我们在公义中间我们顾到你怜悯的本性我们在怜悯别人的时候守住你公义的原则所以求主与我们同在你听我们的祷告赐福我们今天所要传讲的信息你与我们同在感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你阿们
阿们
我们下个礼拜讲到基督徒一定过一个有怜悯的生活。
Last week we mentioned how Christian will live a life of compassion.
因为这不但是神的本性。
Because this is the attribute of God.
这也是神的儿子在地上的榜样。
And also the example the Son of God showed us.
这是神对我们每个人的命令。
And also the commandment of God for every one of us.
怜悯的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are merciful.
因为他们必蒙怜悯。
For they shall receive mercy.
这个礼拜我们也思想了怜悯怎样圣化的问题。
And today we want to think about how do we sanctify our compassion.
严格说起来，怜悯这种感情本身是很圣洁的。
Strictly speaking, the emotion of compassion in itself is sacred.
所以不需要像妒忌需要圣化的这个过程。
So in comparison with jealousy, it need not to be sanctified.
仇恨是一个感情。
Hatred is a form of feelings.
怒气是一个感情。
Anger is a form of emotion.
埋怨是一个感情。
Grumbling is a form of our emotion.
忧虑是一个感情。
Anxiety is an emotion.
这些感情常常犯罪以后得了很大的污染。
All these emotions are stained after we have sinned against God.
所以在消极的层次里面，它比较需要圣化的过程。
Passively speaking, then we need to sanctify and cleanse them.
爱、怜悯这些感情本身是积极性的。
But feelings like love and compassion are active in itself.
这些就是神的本性里面最重要的一些部分。
These are some of the more important attributes of God.
所以这些比较积极性的感情本身就是圣洁的。
And because they are more active, they themselves are holy.
那么还需要一个圣化的过程吗
？So should we still sanctify them?
还需要。
We still need.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们在犯罪的污染的中间。
Because we are all living under the stain of sin.
许多正面的积极性的感情 已经失去了原有的真正的这个性质了。
And many of our positive emotions have already lost its original purity.
所以怜悯是一件很好的事情。
It is good to be merciful.
怜悯可能被利用到很败坏的地步。
But it can also be misused.
怜悯是一件很好的事情。
Compassion is a good thing.
怜悯可能向错误的对象发出去。
But it could be directed to the wrong target.
怜悯本身是很良善的事情。
Compassion in itself is good.
而怜悯可能被无知所蒙蔽。
But it could be blinded by mercy.
所以在怜悯中间就变得好心做坏事。
So sometimes we may have good intention, but our deeds are evil.
好人做错事。
A good person can make mistakes.
这个世界常常有坏人不经意之中做了好事。
And also conversely, an evil person may do good things indirectly.
还有好人无意之中做错事。
And there are good people who make mistakes and do bad things.
所以怜悯本来中性是良善的。
Compassion in itself, in its neutrality, is good.
但是呢，怜悯的本身如果不谨慎的话，会犯上很多很可怕的错事。
If we are not careful, we can make very horrifying mistakes.
所以我们应当思想到怜悯怎样圣化的问题。
And so we need to think about how we can sanctify compassion.
有一个少年人到主耶稣的面前来。
A young man came to Jesus Christ.
这个人一见耶稣，他就跪下来。
And he knelt before Jesus.
那他的父子。良善的父子，我应当做什么，我才可以承受永生
？And he said, "Good teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life?"
耶稣基督既然听了他提到行的事情，我当做什么，我当行什么？耶稣就把律法中间有关于行的部分讲出来。
And because he asked the question about action, Jesus explained to him about action based on the law.
照你所要的给你。
Based on what he asked for.
因为他完全没有提到信的问题。
Because he did not ask a question of faith.
他就提到行的问题。
But the question of action.
他没有提到对神的责任。
He didn't talk about responsibility.
他就提到对人的行为。
But towards man's action.
耶稣基督就把四条诫命中间第一到第四条完全不讲。
And Jesus left the first four commandments out of the ten.
他问我当行什么？耶稣就把人当心的人与人的伦理的关系从第五条讲到最后。
And because he asked about action in relation to man, Christ talked about fifth to the ten.
律法你是知道的。
He said, "You know the law."
你提到行，我告诉你你的知。
So because you talk about action, let me tell you what you
should know. 因为在这里你没有提到信的问题。
You did not ask about faith.
这里你们提到救赎的问题。
All about salvation.
你所提到的行为可以带到永生的这个救的观念。
You are asking about the relationship between action and eternal life.
这是一个宗教性的错误的结论。
This is a mistake in religiosity.
所有的宗教的共同性的错误，就我行善，我就可以领受永生。
The common mistake that all religions make is that eternal life is linked with my action.
人就把整个宗教建立在以行为为重点的这种观念的中间。
And so humanity builds faith upon actions.
耶稣说：“你既然问行，我告诉你。”
Jesus Christ says, since you're asking about action.
律法你是知道。
You know the law.
不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可做假见证，不可贪婪，你要孝敬父母。
You're not to commit adultery, murder, you need to obey your parents.
当耶稣把行的东西讲出来的时候。
After Jesus related all this.
他被耶稣说这些事我从小都遵行。
The young man said, I have done this ever since I was a child.
我们今天可以看到这样的青年人吗？
Can we find a young person?
从小遵行诫命
，who obey the commandments.
从小对孝敬父母到不做假见证，不贪别人的东西，完全遵行出来。
A person that follows the commandment, obey his parents, not to bear false witness all his life.
所以这个人就掉在自己的矛盾和错误中间了。
This person has made a mistake.
因为如果他重点是行为。
If he placed emphasis on action,
他又知道自己已经行了这一切
，and he already knew that he has done all these things,
他应当知足，他应当满意，他不需要再到耶稣的面前来。
Surely he should have been satisfied. He need not come to Christ.
当他到耶稣的面前来，就证明他里面感觉到有一些不对的地方，他一定要求释放，求解脱。
The fact that he came to Christ meant that he knew that he was wrong and he must find a solution.
这个事情严重到一个地步，他要跑来，他要跪下，他要求主。
The matter bothered him so much that he need to come to Jesus Christ and kneel before him.
所以，一个做以色列人先生 这一个人呢，自己把耶稣当作先生的先生，在大街众人都看的眼光下面跪在路边，这很不简单。
It was difficult for him because he was a teacher among the Israelites, and so he treated Jesus Christ as the teacher of the teachers.
我今天不是解释这一段圣经。
I am not giving you an exposition about this.
所以里面有很多很重要的神学的课题，我今天都不提。
I will not talk about many of the subtle theological messages in there.
我只要与大家谈谈耶稣在这件事情上怎样应用他的感情。
But I want to show you how Jesus Christ used his emotion in this matter.
圣经的耶稣看见他就爱他。
The Bible says that Jesus saw the young man and loved him.
这是圣经里面唯一的一次。
This is the only time in
the Bible. 基督看见一个人就爱这个人。
The only description of how Christ would love a person when he saw him.
这个人实在是达到了很高的标准。
This person has reached very high moral standards.
这个人实在行得相当有蒙爱的资格了。
And truly, he is deserving of Christ's love.
可能他已经做到了当时代没有一个青年人曾经做到的限度或者的程度了。
Perhaps he has reached a stage in his life which not many young people.
所以耶稣基督看见他就爱他。
And so Jesus loved him.
我们的主是个动慈心的主。
Our Lord is a Lord of compassion.
我们的主是一个充满怜悯的主。
Our Lord is filled with mercy.
我们上个礼拜已经对大家说，圣经一共记载十次，耶稣怜悯他们，耶稣动了慈心。耶稣同情他们。
Last week we already mentioned that the Bible recorded 10 times that Jesus had compassion on them.
耶稣对这个青年人，他一看见他就爱他。
When Jesus saw this young person, he loved him.
那么这样可爱的人
，such a lovable person，
用同情、用爱去解决的问题吗
？Is his problem solved by this compassion and love？
耶稣讲一句话
，Jesus Christ said，
耶稣看见他就爱他。
Jesus loved him when he saw him.
对他说，你还少一件。
And said to him, one thing you lack.
所以这里给我们看见这个感情。
So it tells us that this emotion
不是无条件的发出去的。
It's not just unconditional.
爱
love
不是没有原则的施予的。
It's not without principles.
爱
love
不是跟真理有冲突的。
It's not against the truth of God.
所以我们从基督的这个感情的回应。
So when we look at the response of Christ in his emotion,
跟基督对待这个青年原则上绝对不妥协的这一种例子
，and how Christ would not compromise the principle even though he loved this young man,
我们学会怎样有一个圣化感情的需要。
We learn the lesson that we need to have sanctified emotion.
也许我在加拿大在路上走路的时候
，once I was walking along the street in Canada,
看到一张很普通的纸条。
I saw a strip of paper on the floor.
我不知道为什么那天会去拿这张纸条来。
That day, I don't know why, but I pick it up.
也没有什么颜色。
It wasn't colorful.
也没有什么设计。
It doesn't have much design.
为什么要在路边拿一张纸？我到今天还不明白。
I still do not understand why I pick up the paper.
但我把那一张纸条拿上来的，发现上面写一句话。
But I discovered there was a sentence written there.
他说 ，It is very important. It is very nice to be important.
上面写着，成为重要的人是很重要的，
but,
是很好的。
But another word, it is very important to be nice.
但是成为好的人更重要。
他说，如果你很重要，这是很好的。
It is good for you to be important.
你做得很好，这是更重要的。
But it is more important to be good.
那一天我就跟那个老人家分享这句话。
And so I shared this with an elderly person.
当我们变成重要的人，我们感到很骄傲，很舒服。
When we become important in status, we feel very good.
当然，你做一个好人是比这个更重要的事情。
But it is more important to be a good person.
那个老人家跟着谈了以后，他就加一句，我就吓了一跳了。
The elderly person added another sentence that shocked me.
他说 ，It is very important to be nice, but do not be too nice. People will take advantage from you.
不要太好，不然的话，人家会欺负你。
那我就把这三句连起来了。
And so I link all these three sentences.
所以今天我告诉你
，I tell you this.
It is very nice to be important.
成为重要的人是很好的。
But it is more important to be nice.
但是成为好人是更重要的。
But don't be too nice.
但是不要成为太好的。
People will take advantage from you.
不然会给人欺负。
这就是今天我要讲的。
This is what I was saying.
我们可以怜悯人。
We can have compassion.
我们应当有怜悯的心。
We should have compassion.
怜悯的人是伟大的。
And it is great to have compassion.
但有许多撒旦的工作正在利用好怜悯人的人来玩弄你。
But many a time Satan will use people who have compassion and then disturb them.
所以这样，上帝说：“世人啊，上帝已经向你指示， 他要你做的是什么？
The Bible tells us that God said that man, God has already shown you what you should do.
上帝先说你要行公义，才讲好怜悯。
You are to act justly and love mercy.
圣经是太伟大。
The Bible is great indeed.
他知道人性的软弱。
The Bible knows the weakness of our
heart. 每一句跟另外一句中间的是勾得非常的密切。
And so every portion of the word is linked carefully.
你要先认证神的公义。
You must know the justice.
然后你领受他的慈爱。
And then receive his mercy.
如果我们先领受神的慈爱，才领受他的公义，不一样吗？不一样。
It is different if we say that we first receive his love and then know his mercy.
这个次序的问题是智慧的一个原则。
The correct order is a principle in wisdom.
所以呢，孔子大修的一句话就是说，知其先后，这进道也。
And so Confucius said, knowing the right order is an important step to be close to Tao, which is the truth.
如果我今天把这个当作你的家课回去去做功课的话，
If I give you this as your assignment at home,
那你可能做一年都做不完了。
Maybe you spend a year working on this.
请把圣经里面从所有的先后次序的原则找出来。
If I give you this homework, get all the principle of order in the Bible.
什么先，什么后？
What is first and what is second?
谁先，谁后？
Who is listed first? Who is listed second?
为什么这个先，那个后？
Why is this matter mentioned first, the other one second?
孔子从普遍启示的回应里面，
In the response to the general revelation,
他已经开始就悟到先后是很重要。
Confucius understood that beginning, being first and second, the correct order is important.
你在圣经的启示里面。
In the revelation of the Bible,
你将看见圣经原来上帝早就把先后启示得很清楚。
You will see that God is very stern about order of things.
我们爱，因为上帝先爱。
We love because God first loved us.
不是我们拣选他，是他拣选我们。
It is not that we have chosen him, but he who has chosen us.
我们还不认识他以前，他已经为我们死了。
And before we even know him, he already died for us.
世界都隐藏了先后、先后、先后的道理。
All these is implicit principles of order.
所以呢，米迦书第六章第八节说，
The book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8 says,
世人啊，上帝已经指示你何为善。
He has shown you, O man, what is good.
你要行公义。
You are to act justly.
好怜悯。
And love mercy.
存谦卑的心，与你的上帝同行。
And to walk humbly with your God.
这里是公义先于怜悯。
The word justly appear first.
公义先于慈爱。
Justice come before love.
为什么呢？
Why?
一个不认识上帝公义的人，不会爱惜上帝的慈爱。
Because when a person does not know righteousness of God, he will not treasure God's love and mercy.
一个专讲上帝的爱、爱、爱的教会，从来不复兴。
A church that always talk about the love of God will not be revived.
因为这个爱的认识是不透过神的威严去了解的。
Because the understanding of this love is not through the awesome righteousness of God.
真正的复兴是在公义跟慈爱的中间找到神的智慧。
The true revival comes from the wisdom of God found between righteousness and mercy.
真正的复兴是神的慈爱、神的公义的配合中间得着那应有的能力。
True revival draws its power from a combination of God's righteousness and His love.
摩西年老的时候写了诗篇第九十篇的诗篇。
When Moses was old, he wrote the 90th Psalm.
他说：“谁晓得你的愤怒呢？”
He said, "Who will know your fury?"
谁照着你该受的敬畏认识你的愤怒呢？
Who knows your fury based on what you deserve?
这就是教会复兴的原则。
This is the principle of revival for the church.
一个人不认识神的威严、神的公义，也不知道神是审判者。
When a person does not fear God and does not know that he is the judge,
他就以为上帝的慈爱，所以上帝需要他，上帝的慈爱可以做他的像皮球一样踢来踢去的玩具。
They will treat the mercy of God as if God needed him and that God is like a ball that we can play around.
当一个人真正明白神的威严、神的公义、神的愤怒、神的审判的时候，
But when a person truly understands the awesomeness of God, his fury and his righteousness,
既然神的怜悯临到他，他就感谢主，他就谦卑把荣耀归给主，因为他原是不配的，竟然蒙恩。
He will be filled with thanksgiving to the Lord when he received God's mercy because he knew that he does not deserve it.
你看到这个次序吗？
Can you see this order?
这就是为什么上帝先启示旧约，后启示新约的原因。
This was why God first revealed the Old Testament and then the New Testament.
上帝要让人知道他的圣洁，他的威严。
God wanted humanity to know his righteousness and his holiness.
使人知道我们的愤怒之下是应该灭亡的。
That we know that we ought to be consumed by his wrath.
然后上帝才把他儿子赐下来，把他恩典、慈爱、赦罪临到我们。
And then he gave us his son that his grace and his mercy can be upon us.
这个次序就是你懂得怎样敬畏上帝，怎样感恩，把荣耀归给上帝。
This order teaches us to fear God and to be thankful to us.
当你把这些原则抓紧的时候，
When you grab hold of all these principles,
那你感情的深化就可以做到。
You will be able to sanctify your emotions.
我怎样过一个怜悯人的生活？
How should we live a life of compassion?
我怎样过一个同情人的生活？
How should we have empathy towards other people?
恻隐自信，人皆有之。
Every one of us have empathy.
同情别人是每个人的本能。
Everyone has this instinct of sympathy.
所以当我们小的时候，
So when we were young,
我们还是非常非常的这个单纯。
When we were still very innocent and pure.
所以我们小孩子的时代是富同情的时代。
When we were children, we are filled with compassion.
我十一岁的时候，
When I was 11,
我去学钢琴。
I went to learn to play the piano.
回来的时候只有五毛钱。
When I returned home, I had 50 cents in my pocket.
我妈妈给我五毛钱做我的 pocket money。
My mother gave me 50 cents as pocket money.
那个时候五毛钱，当然比现在五毛钱大一点点。
Of course, the 50 cents is worth a little bit more than now.
但是也不能做什么的。
But it couldn't accomplish much.
因为我去坐车要一块钱。
I had to pay $1 for the transportation.
回来坐车也一块钱。
To and fro it costs $1.
妈妈只给我五毛钱。
But my mother only gave me 50 cents.
但是我还有办法回来坐车。我走路走得快要到才坐车。最累的时候用了五毛钱。
I will walk half the time until I'm very tired, then I will go off the bus.
去的时候还很有精神，我不必用钱。
When I go, I'm still quite full of strength.
弹完琴以后我回来还有力量，我还不必用钱。
And when I finish playing, I still have the strength to walk.
走路去走路回来几公里，到最后一段的时候，五毛钱刚好坐车最累的时候就可以回家了。
But at the last stage of the journey, when I'm most tired, I will pay 50 cents.
当我看到一辆车快要上车要叫车的时候，
When I saw a bus coming,
看着路边那个乞丐，可怜我，可怜我。
I saw a beggar,
可怜我，可怜我。
Have mercy.
所以我那个时候就想要可怜他吗？我就走路回家。
I thought if I have mercy, I have to walk home.
如果我要坐车回家吗？就不能可怜他。
If I take the bus, I cannot have mercy.
两个声音来了。
So there were two voices.
他很可怜，你要给他钱。
One voice said, he is very pitiful.
另外声音来了。
Another voice said,
这种人一大堆，可怜不完的。
There are so many of these beggars around.
我就走了。
And so I walked.
走了，一般另外一个声音在了。
And then another voice came.
你不可怜他，又老了，你变成这样子吗？
If you have no mercy on
the next, 哇，这个吓死我了。
So I got shocked.
所以我就这个上这个七上八下不知道怎么决定。
I did not know what to do.
所以我走得很远的时候呢。
As I was walking along.
一直听见可怜我，可怜我。
I heard the beggar keep calling out.
回头看上次每一次眉毛就皱得更厉害。
Every time I look back, I feel worse.
结果我决定不坐车了。
And so I decided not to take a bus.
我就跑回去了。
And I went home.
我就把五毛钱给他。
I went back and gave him the 50 cents.
当我把五毛钱给他以后，他就站起来。为我祝福，好像牧师一样。
And the beggar stood up and gave me a benediction.
哇，上天保护你，给你长寿、福气、发财。
He said, "May heaven bless you that you may have long life and prosperity."
我就不明白，乞丐为人家福气、发财、祝福，为什么自己不发财？我就不明白。
But then he was a beggar; he could not have prosperity himself.
那是我是十一岁的情形。
I was only 11.
我回到家的时候呢
？When I returned home.
因为走路所以很迟了。
I returned home late because I walked.
妈妈说为什么今天这么迟
？My mother asked why were you late?
因为我没有钱坐车嘛。
I said I have no money.
我给你五毛钱在哪里呢
？My mother said I gave you 50 cents.
我给了人了。
I said I gave to.
你给谁呢
？Who?
给一个乞丐。
I gave to the beggar.
妈妈好老了，你有好心，上帝赐福给你，就讲一句话。
My mother said, "Well, you have a good heart of compassion. The Lord will bless you."
但我发现呢，后来慢慢长大以后
，But after I grew up,
我发现许多的乞丐是真穷的。
I discovered that there are many beggars who are really poor.
更多的乞丐是假穷的。
But there are more beggars who are faking it.
有许多的乞丐是利用同情心来剥削有钱人。
Many beggars are actually exploiting the rich.
利用同情心来敲诈比他有钱的。
Because of compassion, they try to con other people.
结果敲诈多了，他变成比你更有钱还装穷。
In the end, they could be richer than you are.
所以在 California 有一个乞丐买了一个37万美金的房子。
In California, there was a beggar that bought a house that's worth $370,000.
买了又租给人家，第二天又在穿肮脏的衣服在路边再讨钱。
And he rented it to other people and then went on begging.
在印尼有一些乞丐抱着孩子，孩子是没有脚、没有腿、没有手的，为什么？生下来就用刀把它砍断的。
In Indonesia, they have beggars that have children without limbs because they took off the limbs when the child is an infant.
这就是他的本钱，可以好几十年一直向人家要钱。
Because by doing so, they can still beg for decades to come.
所以你爱一个人，
so when you love
someone, 你同情一个人，
when you have mercy,
你对他发出怜悯的时候，
when you have this compassion on them,
从性质来说，怜悯人本身是圣洁的。
By its nature, in itself, it is a pure emotion.
当然有不对不圣洁的动机，这个影响你的怜悯的时候。
But when there is an influence that is evil in nature.
你就应当谨慎。
You need to be cautious.
我很赞成你们新加坡政府不准有人在路上做乞丐。
I am appreciative of the fact that the government of Singapore would forbid begging on the street.
因为乞丐的事情政府可以解决。
Because it is the rule of the government to solve this problem.
你把他抓过来，会做工的，逼他做工，给他饭吃。
You can arrest them and force them to work.
不做工的，不能做工的，老的用税金养活他。
Those who cannot work anymore can be fed using.
这样他就没有机会利用人都有同情心来把他的自私、把他的肮脏味的动机呈现出来，欺骗社会。
And then they cannot cheat people and make use of the compassion of others.
很可惜，有一些的乞丐现在是进到教会里面来了。
Well, unhappily, many of the beggars have entered into the church.
因为他们都知道基督徒应当有怜悯嘛。
Because they know that Christians ought to be merciful.
基督徒应当有爱心嘛。
They ought to be loving.
所以他们做了一些的工作是专专要骗基督徒的钱。
And some of them specializes in the church.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
给我们一面有爱心，一面有智慧。
That while we have love, we have wisdom too.
所以我们每次了解上帝的爱，都是透过上帝的公义去了解上帝的爱。
That we may understand the love of God through His righteousness.
我们每次讲解上帝的公义，都透过上帝的爱去讲解上帝的公义。
And every time we talk about the righteousness of God, we talk about it through His love.
这样我们的好心，我们的同情就不被利用了。
Then our compassion and our mercy would not be exploited.
我们可以把上帝给我们的钱。给我们的感情用在更圣洁、更有果效的地步里面。
We will be able to make better use of the money and the resource that God has given to us.
这就是怜悯的感情的深化。
This is how we should sanctify our emotion of compassion.
耶稣基督爱这个少年人。
Jesus Christ loved this young man.
耶稣基督明白他很可爱。
He understood that this person is
to be loved. 耶稣基督就对他说：“你还缺少一点。”
And Jesus said, "One thing you lack."
基督的同情不是被蒙蔽的。
And so our compassion ought not to be blinded.
基督的同情是有真理继续做他的原则来指导的。
The mercy of a Christian ought to be guided by the principles of
the truth. 我们看见我们所感到可爱可同情的人，好像都是没有毛病，不需要指正的。
Sometimes we look at people we love, we think that they have no mistakes and no errors.
今天许多做母亲的人爱自己的孩子，爱到一个地步，好像孩子已经是完全没有罪恶的，被救赎成全，或者从来没有堕落的天使一样的。
Many mothers will love their children as if they are saints or angels.
你爱你的孩子吗？
Do you love your child? I do.
他缺少几件？
What is he lacking?
一件都不缺少。
The mother will say, "Well, he lacks nothing."
因为这个爱是被蒙蔽的。
It is a blind love.
这个爱是欺骗自己的。
And this love is deceptive.
耶稣基督是富同情心。
Jesus Christ was merciful.
耶稣懂得欣赏人的好处。
He knew how to appreciate other people.
耶稣马上看出他的缺点在哪。
But immediately he spotted the mistake.
这样他的爱，他的同情就变成由真理所约束的爱。
And so his love and his compassion are constrained by the truth of God.
我们今天的感情失败在哪里呢？
Why do we fail in our emotions?
我们一发出感情的时候，我们就不讲理了。
Many a times when we become emotional, we become unreasonable.
相反的，我们一讲理的时候就没有爱了。
Conversely, when we talk about reason, we lack love.
当我们用真理的原则处理事情的时候，
But when we treat all things with the principles of the truth,
常常缺乏爱心。
Many a times we lack love.
当基督徒一提到爱的时候，
But when Christians talk about love,
常常忽略真理。
very much time we ignore the truth.
所以我们的感情不圣化。
And so our emotions are not made holy.
以后我们的副作用就比原来的作用更大了。
And negative side effect will be greater than our original purpose.
在印尼有一个教会。
In Indonesia, there is a church.
他们有一次发起一个帮助穷人的钱。
Once they had a movement to help the poor.
所以呢，有一些的穷人就来做礼拜了。
And so some of the poor came to the church.
慢慢看看这些做礼拜的人这么穷，就分一些钱给他们。
And they saw that the poor among them, they distributed money.
他们就填了表，就每个月可以拿多少钱。
They fulfill a form to receive some money every month.
已经拿稳了以后，就不来做礼拜了。
After they received the money, they did not come anymore.
因为他作用之意不在酒嘛。
Because the purpose was not to come to church.
他做礼拜的目的不是要听到。
They were not there to listen to the sermons.
他大到可以领受这些救济金的时候，他就不做礼拜了。
They would not come once they received their purpose, which is to get
the money. 然后到了快要拿救济金的时候，他又出现又做礼拜了。
And they will appear when it is time to renew the contract.
那完了又不做礼拜了。
And then after that, they will disappear.
所以讲教会的爱心就变成受人欺骗、被人利用的爱心。
And so this love of the church was exploited.
后来慢慢他们就常常病啦，牧师就去探访。
And then they complain that they get sick and the pastor visited them.
年纪越来越大了，当然不能做礼拜了。
And they say, well, we are old, we cannot come to church.
送书给他。
And so people give them books.
去探访的是讲道给他听。
To visit them to preach the gospel.
其实他们不是不能来。
But it is not that they cannot come physically.
因为别人看见他还照样可以去看戏的。
Other people saw them attending movies.
他到了电影院看戏，到礼拜堂演戏。
They come to the church to act, although they watch movies.
所以他戏来戏去，你给他调戏掉了。
And so you have been exploited by them.
以后呢，他连做礼拜领救济金也不来了。
In the end, they did not even appear.
又就他的孩子来了，我爸爸的份，请你给我这个月多少，那个月多少。
They send their children to just receive the money.
结果慢慢习惯了，教会就看他的孩子来，就给他钱。
And then because of habit, the church just give to the children.
过几年以后，这个孩子还在拿钱。
A few years later, the child is still receiving.
有一天，新的正式去探访，发现他已经死了几年了。
One day, a new deacon went to do the visitation, discovered that the person has died.
救济金也可以传宗接代的。
So the welfare actually went to the next generation.
这是基督教的爱心吗？
Is this the love of Christians?
这是怜悯吗？
Is this mercy?
我们一定要怜悯人。
We should have mercy.
但这种怜悯已经不是怜悯的。
But this is not what true mercy is
about. 这种怜悯已经变成养贼的爱心了。
It has become a love that will nurture a thief.
上帝难道给我们爱心去养那些贼吗？
Should God give us love to sustain all these thieves?
上帝给我们爱心去养那些懒惰的人吗？
Did He give us the love to sustain people who are lazy?
所以我们不但要有原则。
Therefore, not only should we have principles.
不但要有真理的约束。
Not only should we be constrained by the truth.
我们在怜悯人的事情上更要有神给我们的智慧。
In a matter of compassion, we need the wisdom from God.
我们的定见。
That we need to be determined.
可以怜悯。
That we should have mercy.
不可以怜悯。
Things that we ought not
该怜悯多少
？How we should have mercy？
不该怜悯多少
？How we ought not to have mercy？
你要有智慧、有原则，还有很坚定的定见来处理这个事。
We need to have wisdom and principle and also discernment。
免得我们的主的恩典，我们的主给我们的恩赐，就这样浪费掉，变成只有产生更坏的结果。
That the grace that our Lord has given to us may not be wasted away and may not create evil consequences.
我们没有存心做坏事。
Our motives are good.
但是我们可能真的做了坏事。
But perhaps the end result is bad.
我们没有动机害人。
We did not have the motive to
hurt. 我们爱人，结果变成真正害人。
But sometimes our love results in hurt.
所以求主约束我们。
May the Lord constrain us.
圣化我们。
That our emotions remain holy.
我们的感情是一个有圣化的感情。
That our emotions are sanctified.
有一次我在德国1983年讲道的时候。
In 1938, when I was
那么一些的大学生到我的房间来。
Some university students came.
他们就把他们的困难，把他们灵性的这个征战，他们的这个时代的挣扎的痛苦告诉我。
And they shared with me their struggles in their walk of faith.
那个时候我时间比较充裕。
At that time, I had pretty much time.
我就一个一个跟他们谈，又为他们祷告。
And I spoke to them one by one and prayed for them.
后来来了一个年轻人。
And then a young person came.
这个年轻人呢，长得很英俊。
A very handsome young man.
他就说了，我在这里有些困难，请你帮助我。
He said, I have some difficulties. Can you help me?
我说你什么困难？
I said, what are the difficulties?
他说了，有很多的女孩子很困难，而且他们很孤单，所以常常来找我。
He said that there are many girls who are very lonely, so they always come look for me.
我说在哪里找你啊？
I said, where?
他们 就到我的宿舍来找我。
They will come to my door.
他们敲门，我就开门。
They knock on the door and I open it.
我就请他们进房间。
And I will invite them into my room.
你跟女孩子在房间里面谈话，你门开着吗
？I said, is the door open when you are having conversation with them?
他说，他们都是个人问题，是叫我把门关住。
He said, well, they have individual problems, so they asked me to close the door.
所以我就把门关住。
And I did that.
关住，他就谈谈谈，又去哭了。
And then the girl will always cry.
他说他多不孤单，他失恋，他什么失败。
The girl will say how much of failure she is.
我就怎么样呢
？And what would I do?
我就很同情她。
I have great sympathy.
同情了她以后怎么样呢
？And then after that.
那有的女孩子就脱衣服给我了。
And he said one of the girls started stripping.
脱衣服给你，你怎么办呢
？I said what do you do?
我也脱衣服给她了。
So I said I did the same.
我很可怜她了。
I had great.
我很同情她了。
I had mercy.
我就给她爱，让她生命得到一份的温暖。
So I gave him my love.
我说你神经病啊
！I said you are crazy.
你不是同情，你是跟魔鬼留地步的。
You have been made use by Satan.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
许多时候我们的感情没有约束。
Sometimes we do not constrain our.
我们做人没有原则。
We do not have principles in life.
人需要同情的时候。
When others need our compassion.
你把超过同情的生命浪费掉。
We waste away this life that is more than compassion.
你是与他勾合，与他一同。犯奸淫
，and we commit adultery together with another person.
你是让上帝的名得到羞辱
，and you bring to shame the name of God.
你让上帝的殿得到玷污
，and you stain the temple of God, your body.
你让别人没有办法再从你得到正式的正面的造就。
You create a situation when others do not receive positive reinforcement.
当我们谈爱的时候，要用圣洁作为爱的基础。
And so when we talk about love, we need to have holiness as the basis.
我们谈同情的时候，用圣洁做同情的基础。
And we talk about compassion, it must be based on holiness.
我们谈怜悯的时候，我们用真理做怜悯的基础。
And we talk about mercy, it must be based on the truth.
否则的话，一切好的事都变成坏的事情。
Or else all good things can turn bad.
那怎样的同情是错误的呢
？What sort of compassion is wrong?
凡是把你现在最终的同情。都是错的。
Things that will bring you to sin must be wrong.
当你同情人的时候，你不可掉在罪恶的中间。
When you have compassion on others, you are not to fall into sin.
当你同情一个人的时候，你不可赞成他违背真理的行为。
When you sympathize with another person, you are not to affirm the action that is sinful.
同情不是赞成。
Compassion is not agreeing.
同情跟赞成是不一样的。
Sympathy is different from simply agreeing.
你可以了解他很困难，但你不能赞成他的行动。
You may understand the difficulties, but you may not agree with it.
同性恋的人，我们要同情他吗
？Should we have compassion on the homosexual?
我们要同情他。
We need to have empathy.
我们可以赞成他吗
？Can we agree with them?
我们不能赞成他。
We cannot.
因为这是违背上帝的旨意的事情。
This is against the will of God.
但是有一些人掉在这种困难中间，我们应当要同情。因为他也是人。
But we need to have empathy towards people who are struggling in this.
同情不等于赞成。
But sympathy and empathy is not the same as agreement.
所以凡是违背真理的事情，你的同情要有约束。
You need to constrain your sympathy when things are against the truth.
凡是同情要你卷入罪恶中间的，你要收回你的感情。
You need to retrieve your emotion if the sympathy can bring you into sin.
凡是同情都一定要用上帝的公义、真理的原则来做你的盾牌。
And when you have sympathy with others, you need to have the shield of the righteousness and the principle of truth.
同情的事情都要跟上帝的真理配合来做。
All things relating to sympathy must be done in coordination with the truth of God.
这样我们的同情才是尊贵的。
Then our compassion is honorable.
我们同情才不是越过基督的教训。
Our compassion will not exceed the teaching of Christ.
我们同情才不掉在堕落线的下面。
And our compassion will not fall.
我们有怜悯
，We have mercy.
我们有同情
，We have compassion.
这是很好的事情。
These are good things. 但是
求主给我们智慧，圣化我们的怜悯。
May the Lord grant us wisdom to sanctify our compassion.
不但如此，有一些很圣洁的同情还是有副作用。
Not only that, some of the holy compassion have negative effects.
这是我特别要提出来的。
This is something I need to point out.
如果你的同情
，If your compassion
是夺去了他的奋斗意志的话
，will take away this sense of striving.
那你的同情就不是一件好事。
Your compassion would not have been a good thing.
这句话怎么讲呢
？How do we explain this?
你的每一个人都有一个斗志的潜在能在里面。
Every one of us has this potential of striving.
所以当一个人在困难中间的时候，
When a person is in difficulty,
他会从内心的深处找到他原来有奋斗的可能。
From deep within his heart, he will find the potential to strive.
他常常这种斗志的发现，
This potential, the discovery of the fighting spirit,
是到山穷水尽的时候才产生出来。
Often come when we are about to reach the end of our road.
所以当这件事在一个人身上正在酝酿的时候，
When this matter is seen in a person,
太急的施舍是败坏人的。
Many a times when you give too early, you may spoil him.
过分的同情是伤害人的。
And sometimes over compassion would hurt him.
所以正言有一句话。
And so in the Proverbs there is a sentence.
不要行义过分。
That says that we are not to do righteous things too much.
我们小的时候呢，我们一直听不懂这句话什么意思。
When we are young, we couldn't understand.
我们行义为什么不可以过分呢？
Why can't we do too much righteous things?
不是多多益善吗？
Shouldn't we do more?
越义越好吗？
The more things, the better.
神是真理的神。
But God is the God of truth.
神是警戒我们的神。
Our God warns us.
他清楚看见了人的弱点在哪里。
He can see our weaknesses.
当你做好事做过头的时候。
When you do too much of a good thing,
过头就变成不好了。
It will become a bad thing.
不够也成为不好。
But insufficient is not good.
这就是希腊文 hamartia 这个字的意思。
This is what hamartia means in Greek.
Hamartia 就是罪恶。
Hamartia is sin.
Adikia 也是罪恶。
The word adikia too.
但是 hamartia 的意思是什么呢？
But in Greek hamartia has a different meaning.
就是你射箭的时候没有中靶。
It is when you miss the mark.
当你射箭 miss the target 的时候，
When you shoot an arrow and you miss the target,
可能你的箭是射得太近一点点。
Perhaps you could not reach the target.
可能你的箭是射得太远一点点。
Or you overshoot the target.
太近因为你体弱。
It may be you cannot reach the target because you're weak.
太远因为你太强了。
You overshoot the target because you're too strong.
所以你越强越伟大。
You think that it's great to be strong.
现在不是跳远越远越伟大，不是的。
This is not a long jump.
这个叫中靶，不是跳远。
The point is to hit the target.
这个不是你这个丢贴球
，or to throw a shot,
或者丢贴饼
，or discus.
越远记录越好，不是的。
The idea in discus is to throw the furthest.
有目的的。
But in shooting there's an arrow, there is a target.
所以呢，你要合宜。
So you need to be right.
你要刚刚好。
Just right.
你要准确中靶。
You must hit the target.
所以这就是神为我们定的旨意。
This is the will of God.
今天许多人做人做得太好，以为自己很厉害，他的好变成损坏别人。
Many people think that they are good person, but their goodness many a times can hurt others.
所以上帝对罪恶给我们的定义是 hamartia， 就是你不中的。
The definition of sin is we have missed the target.
这是圣经论罪恶跟所有的宗教论罪恶最不同的一个定义。
This is the most different aspect of the definition of sin in the Bible as compared to other sins.
什么叫做罪呢？
What is sin?
就是没有达到神为你所定的标准。
It is to miss the target that God has set for us.
你的恨没有达到神要你达到的标准。
Your hatred is not based on God's standard.
你的爱没有达到神要你达到的标准。
Your love is not based on the standard of God.
你的怒气没有达到神要你达到的标准。
Your anger is not based on the target of God.
你的这个仇恨没有达到神要你达到的标准。
And your anxiety, your anxiousness is not based on the standard of God.
照样，当你的怜悯没有达到神为你定的目标的时候，你一面怜悯人，你是一面犯罪。
In the same manner, when your compassion is not based on the standard of God, you may be sinning as you have compassion.
你说我怜悯人还会犯罪吗？
How can I be sinning when I have compassion?
因为当你没有达到标准的时候，
when you cannot meet the mark,
你就是不够。
It may be insufficient.
或者你太过分。
Or too much.
这就我们中国人形容别人不好的时候，这个人做人太过分了，就是这个意思。
It's like the Chinese would tell other person that you are too much.
啊，你说这个人做的太不够了。
Or not enough.
做的太不够，做的太过分，就刚刚好就是圣经所讲的犯罪。
This is what the Bible refers to as sin.
中国人是很聪明的。
The Chinese are very intelligent.
所以中国人早就有一些看法跟圣经差不多一样。
Some of the Chinese thoughts are similar to the Bible.
可是就是差不多罢了。
They just miss it.
所以好像一样。
They look the same.
所以中国人说义是什么？义者义也。
The Chinese talk about how, what righteousness is all about. Righteousness is about the self.
义者义也。就是合宜的意思。
Oh, it means that to be righteous means to be appropriate.
就是刚刚好。
Right on the mark.
不过分。
Not too much.
不急。
Not too little.
不太远。
Not too far away.
不太近。
And not too near.
刚好切中时地。
Appropriateness.
刚好打中目标，这个叫做义。
Right on the mark. That's righteousness.
中国人的义就是宜的意思。
And so it is appropriateness.
宜就是不过分，也不及的意思。
Not too much, not too little.
所以呢，我们做好事。
So when we do good deeds,
要先明白神的旨意。
We must first understand the will of
God. 否则我们的怜悯
or our compassion
是出于自己的谎大。
It's based on our own arrogance.
许多的慈善家做了慈善之后就变成上帝了。
Many philanthropists act like God.
那么他就把荣耀归给自己，不归给神。
And they give all glory unto themselves.
许多人帮助人，被帮助的人没有一个奋斗会成功的。
Many people would help others, and those who are being helped would not struggle for themselves.
因为你用过分的爱跟怜悯，把他的斗志折磨完了。
You have removed the fighting spirit because you overwhelm them with your love.
所以我对我的孩子说
，So I say to my children.
现在你要去读高的书了。
Now you are going for advanced studies.
我要给你选择。
I will give you a choice.
你是青年人。
You are young.
你应当有你自己奋斗的机会。
You need to have the opportunity to struggle.
所以我只帮助你一部分。
I will help you for a portion.
如果你要我帮助你全部，我也可以的。
I can also pay for everything.
我卖房子给你读好的书。
I will sell the house for you.
这样呢，你以后作为一个奋斗的青年就没有经验了。
But you will not have had the opportunity of struggle.
所以你好好考虑。
So think about this carefully.
我对你过分的爱跟关心，就是妨碍你自己斗志的发展。
Because my love for you could have obstructed your growth in your struggle and fighting spirit.
这一方面他明白了。
And he understood this.
所以他说：“爸爸，你不要给我太多钱。”
So he said, "Father, do not give me too much money."
那我做苦工作的半死，使我学习怎样奋斗到成才。
I will work very hard to make sure that I learn from the experience.
我们定了以后。
After we set this,
就照做这个协定就这样行了。
And based on this understanding, we executed it.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我今天同你们谈这些事情。
Today I talk to you about all these things.
因为很多的教会自己懒惰不传福音。
Because in many churches, people are lazy to preach the gospel.
所以有别人努力在各地方传，寄钱去就用这个来填补自己做贼心虚的灵性。
And so they send money to other missionaries that are working very hard so that to comfort themselves.
新加坡的钱，新加坡的钱很大。
In Singapore, the currency is very strong.
寄了一些钱到很穷的地方。
And we like to send money to poor places.
那些地方的人一个人拿你们1000块，你说很小，对他来说变成小皇帝。
$1,000 would mean a lot to people in a developing country.
所以有一些欧美国家正在亚洲制造一些传道人跟当地的百姓。有娴熟太大的生活来使众人恨恶他，这些教会看不见。
And many churches do not realize that preachers become much, very much richer than the local people.
林慈信的太太有一次
，Dr. 林慈信's wife once，
她到印尼去
，went to Indonesia，
后来到我的 office 来找我。
She came to the office to look for me.
因为我认识她丈夫已经20-30年了。
I have known her husband for decades.
也认识她很久了。
I know her for decades too.
她从来没有到印尼来。
She has never been to Indonesia.
到我的 office 谈谈话，大家祷告很好。
She came to the office to pray and to discuss matters.
因为她代表他们的差会去一个乡下去看他们居住的地方。
She represented her missions board to visit a pastor in the place they sent him.
就是他们 support.
Somebody whom they supported.
她去了又回来对我说。
And she came to talk to me after return.
糟糕了。
She said, "Oh, we made a mistake."
我越久越尊重你的。
Now I respect you even more.
我说有什么好尊重？
I say, what's there to respect?
告诉你做了这么大的工作，你 office 的椅子这么简单。
He said you have such a great ministry, but your furniture is so pathetic looking.
你的桌子这么简单。
Your table is so simple.
但是那些乡下穷得不得了，我们从美国寄美金给他，个个坐的椅子比你漂亮的。
But when I visited this village, they have better furniture than you did.
他们同情心有的。
They have compassion.
他们爱心有的。
And love.
结果呢，爱错了。
In the end, the target was wrong.
搞错了。
Made a mistake.
弄错了。
Make a mess.
娇生惯养错了一些传道人。
They have spoiled some of these missionaries.
今天在我的教会做同工的。
Those of my own co-workers.
我给他们很重的工作。
I gave them a lot of work to do.
给他们很高的要求。
And very demanding.
给他们起先比较基本的生活费。
In the beginning, I will take care of their basic need in life.
你说是不是你欺负年轻传道人？
You may ask and ask me whether I'm exploiting the young
people. 我只能说
，I can only tell.
我要他们有斗志
，that I want to nurture a fighting spirit in them.
我在神面前已经立约了。
I have made a covenant before God.
当他们忠心做工以后
After they have proven themselves faithful in the work of the Lord,
有一天他们一切的一切
one day everything that they need
都完全不可能有缺乏
would not be lacking,
而且会比别的教会的供应更多
and it will supply more than other churches.
但是你先把愿你舍己、愿你受苦、愿你牺牲、愿你奋斗的自信先显明出来。
But first, I want them to manifest the spirit of self-denial and fighting and struggling.
我在我的教会说 ,No one come to help me. No one come to contribute. We all come to serve and come to learn one another.
在教会里面我说没有人是来这里施予给我们的我们大家都在学习都在彼此相爱。
虽然我们很同情每一个人
,Although we have sympathy towards everyone,
但是原则还在那里。
But the principles are important.
真理还在那里。
The truth is still there.
公义还在那里。
Righteousness is there.
智慧还在那里。
Wisdom must be there.
神的命令还在那里。
The commandments of God must be there.
我岂可因为我有同情心可以被人随便利用吗？
Should I be exploited by others just because I have a heart of love?
我岂可因为我有同情心我养一些更懒惰更贪婪的人吗？
How can I take care of a group of people and make them more lazy because I have compassion for them?
难道我岂可因为我有同情心使我的同工个个就养尊处优完全没有奋斗的思想吗？
How can I spoil my co-workers just because I have mercy upon them?
你说这两件很难调和。
You may say that it's difficult to find the balance.
我们又要公义又要怜悯。
On the one hand we want righteousness, the other hand we want
mercy. 当我们注重怜悯忘记公义的时候，
When we place emphasis in mercy, we forget righteousness.
洪水泛滥，结果无可收拾。
If we may create a great disaster that we cannot take care of.
当我们注重公义的时候
，But when we place emphasis on righteousness,
不留怜悯
，we ignore mercy.
结果养成一个硬着心、固执、坚守自己的意见，而变成流意苛刻的人。
Very often we become stubborn and we take hold of our own principle and we have no mercy.
我们就知道人性是败坏的。
We must know that humanity has fallen.
向下跑一定是比向上进更顺利。
It is much easier to run downwards than try to move upwards.
今天的报纸告诉我们
，The papers tell us today.
李显龙要做总理了。
李显龙 will be prime minister.
做总理以后
，After he becomes
prime minister, 他要发展增加新加坡人口。
He wants to increase the population size.
我一看这句话，我心里马上有一个问号。
I have a question when I see this announcement.
什么增加呢？
How do you increase population size?
只有几种办法。
Only a few ways.
进入劳工多一点，给他新加坡公民。
Bring in foreign talents.
或者尽量把有钱的人移民到这里来，给他们各样充分的，给他办法可以投资，也就给他公民。
Or attract rich people to come and become citizens.
第三
，The third way.
就是让新加坡人变成生养孩子的机器，多多生一大堆出来。
To encourage Singaporeans to become reproductive machines.
我要问你，第三可能吗？
Is it possible?
听下面一句话，反介意习惯的人都不要再生多孩子。
Those who are used to control birth control will not have many children.
反介意最成功的国家，也再鼓励他生孩子，都没有什么国家。
All countries that have been successful in family planning will find it very difficult to start all over again.
新加坡的前途
，The future of Singapore.
你们年龄会老化
，Will come when citizens become aging.
你们有更多的年轻人进来。
We need more young people to come in.
只能放开门户。
The only way is to open up the doors.
如果你只准有钱的人进来
，If you only permit the rich to come in,
他们会增加你们老化的程度，因为很多人老了才有钱。
They will aggravate the aging population because only the old are rich.
如果你要年轻化你们的这个社会
，But if you want a young population,
可能你要让很多的穷人进来。
Perhaps you need to let the poor come in.
那就产生了更多文化、跟社会、跟种族之间的问题。
Then you will create other problems in the society among the races.
人的问题是很难解决。
So it's very complicated.
法国现在开公共汽车的司机，全国有12,000人。
In France, there are 12,000 people who would drive the public transportation system.
但是在法国，靠开公共汽车做司机，现在退休领退休金的人有48,000人。
But then there are 48,000 retired public transport drivers.
所以这12,000个人做工的钱抽税要去养48,000个人。
So the 48,000 people has to be supported by the 12,000 active drivers.
这像家里只有一个孩子，有4个父亲一样。
It's as if there's one son and four fathers.
各个退休等你给他饭吃。
Everyone is retired waiting for their one child to support them.
人的问题是很难解决的。
It's hard to solve human problems.
向下是很困难。
It is easy to run down slope.
向上是很难的。
Very difficult to climb uphill.
那些没有真正敬畏上帝的政治家。
Those politicians that do not really fear God.
他们都以为自己很聪明、很智慧，在一个时代中间做了一些大事。
They think that they have accomplished much in their era.
就留下了后患，下一代没有办法收拾。
But they create a lot of problems that cannot be solved by the next generation.
文化会倒流。
Culture may turn around.
人种会萎缩。
Humanity may shrink in size.
社会会老化。
The society may age.
我们有怜悯的心吗？
Do we have a heart of compassion?
我们有社会的怜悯的心吗？
Do we have compassion towards our society?
英国跟法国为什么不照着马克思的预言变成最早的共产主义的欧洲国家呢？
Why wasn't France and Britain a communist country based on the prediction of Karl Marx?
因为他们快快做社会福利来解决穷富之间的悬殊。
Because these two countries launched into massive welfare system to solve the problem of the rich and poor.
结果呢？
In the end,
这些不平均的社会状态，
all these imbalances in the society,
以及老化的现象，
and the issue of aging,
还要使他们的社会福利的制度全然崩溃，
will collapse their entire welfare system.
所以从某一个角度来看，人类的前途是很悲观的。
From a certain angle, the future of humanity is pessimistic.
我们只有回到圣经来。
We need to return to the Bible.
我们要怜悯吗？
Should we have compassion?
不可以因为你的怜悯养一些强盗，养一些贼，养一些懒惰的人。
We need to be careful that our compassion would not bring alive robbers, thieves, and lazy people.
你怜悯人吗？
Should you have compassion?
不可以因为怜悯人，你夺取你下一代的奋斗的意志。
Your compassion should not deprive of next generation the fighting spirit.
因为好景是不长的。
Because good times never last.
有时候我为新加坡很担忧。
Sometimes I worry about Singapore.
因为你们已经养尊处优相当久了。
Because the citizenship is very spoiled.
新加坡如果有三个月停电，你们个个都很快死。
If we have a blackout for 3 months, a lot of us would die.
印尼停电不会死的。
In Indonesia, we will not die.
大多数人都从来没有什么知道什么冷气的。
Because most people do not know what air conditioning is all about.
奇怪，新加坡医学很进步。
Singapore has advanced medical facilities.
印尼很肮脏，很落后。
In Indonesia, we are very dirty and backward.
SARS 一来的时候，你们就很多被杀死了。
But when SARS come, a lot of Singaporeans die.
好像他们怎么杀都杀不死一样。
But in Indonesia, people still live.
你说因为这是温度高，所以 SARS 能够温度高，他们就温度高，你们就房间医院里面温度低，所以你们先死。
Because you die first because of air conditioning and very comfortable here.
你爱你的孩子吗？
Do you love your child?
你怜悯那些可同情的人吗？
Do you have mercy on those who need help?
今天的教训，
the teaching
你怜悯人，
compassion,
你同情人，
and mercy,
你不可陷入罪恶。
We ought not to bring people to sin.
你不可好心做坏事。
You should not end up doing bad things.
不可轻易过分。
You should not do too much good things.
你不可抹杀他们的奋斗的决心。
Do not take away the opportunity to struggle.
你要谨慎。
You need to be cautious.
要公义。
Have righteousness.
要原则。
Have principles.
要真理。
Have the truth.
这样你的怜悯心就被圣化起来了。
Then your heart of compassion would have been made holy.
上帝给我们。
The Lord has given to us.
有这些圣化的感情。
All these sanctified emotions.
好，就是活着永生一人。
That we may glorify God and be a benefit to others.
我们站起来祷告。
Let us all stand up to
pray. 十字架。